We continue our discussion about the Formula One debacle that went off at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the USGP, where there are only 6 cars out of 20 that showed up and raced today's USGP. You hear him on the Saturday show about every other week. Well, we got him on the Sunday night show. He was actually there in all of the mess, here in the Speed Freaks Pits Ringmaster. What's up there, Ringer?
How you doing? There were actually 7 cars in the race. You forgot about mine speeding out of there.
That's true.
I was wondering why you didn't get into one when all those cars
all
were
right,
available.
Ring, we got about 2.5 minutes.
Somebody.
We got about 2.5 minutes. Give us some highlights of either some drivers you spoke to or what you're hearing coming out of the pits after the USGP.
Well, first of all, Fred Nation is absolutely right. I heard what he said on the show tonight. And, you know, for him to come on to Indianapolis, you know, to talk about what happened from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway speaks volumes. So just hold on to that with your hat, because that is probably, a precursor to next year. But, Rubens Barrichello, I talked to him at the end of the race. He wasn't necessarily a proud individual. You know, I mean, it's like it's not his fault. The fact is, the American fans didn't know. You know, they just simply, there was no announcement. No one said, hey, we're only going to have 6 cars due to safety reasons. Nobody knew what was going on. So, you know, anarchy and mayhem ensued. And it was just a rough scene, particularly in a very, very, very important market like North America.
Ring, you were talking about how they actually had to bring out cops in with full gear and dogs because the fans were getting unruly.
Riot gear. Yeah, no, it was the riot police. It was SWAT. It got into the do the words and the horse she rode in on mean anything to you?
But were you finding that this was kind of a crossover from overseas, like the hooliganism with the soccer fans, or was this American fans just pissed off?
Well, I think it was like basically the world united. I mean, you know, you pay $105 plus for a ticket to come see a race. And, you see the cars go around, and everybody in mass, from the Colombians that were back in, you know, Montoya, the people that were still left here that didn't leave when Ralph left, but, you know, people that were back in Schumacher. I mean, it was all kind of like, you know, we want to see a good race, but, you know, it was world united in the disappointment. And this is going to have repercussions, not just here in the United States, but on a global level. So, you know, it's everybody.
Hey, Ringmaster, let's follow this conversation up. See what you can do. See what you can dig out of the dirt there and bring it in Saturday afternoon on the Saturday edition of Speed Freaks, and we'll continue on next Saturday about this. Is that cool?
I will. Not a problem.
All right, my friend. Thanks for hanging and representing the Freak Nation there at IMS this weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Well, you know what? I wish I was more happy than it was, but, hey, we'll be back. We'll regroup.
Yeah, don't we all. Ringmaster checking in. Thank you, buddy.